Welcome back to This Working Droid. I'm your host, as always, Headphones Neil, bringing you episode number 104, Protect Your Worksheet. So for today's episode, I thought I'd share a pet peeve of mine, or maybe it's an issue you've had, where you create a worksheet, it looks all nice and fancy, it's all set up correctly, the formatting is nice, it prints out perfectly, but when you send it out to, for example, have it filled out or for review by some other people, or for whatever reason, maybe a different version or someone messing around with it, it comes back to you all messed up and out of whack, and it basically has a pet peeve of mine, and it really bothers me when that happens, or for you, if you like it to see it a particular way, and then everything's out of whack, and then you have to go back and fix it all. Well, that's where protecting your worksheet comes in. It's a relatively straightforward procedure to do, whether you're using Microsoft Excel, or let's say Microsoft's Excel, or Google Sheets in Drive, and you want to make sure that formatting stays as fixed as possible, so no matter who uses it, they can only edit the cells that, or make changes to the cells or view the sheet how you want them to see it. So in Excel, when you have a spreadsheet open, let's say you've made all your changes and you want to protect it, you'll basically right-click on the sheet name and you'll hit Protect Sheet, and you can select the options you want to protect and the editable options that you want the person to be able to edit. So sometimes I'll have a list of items that I'm drawing data from. So let's say sheet 3, for example, has all the data and I don't want anyone to be able to edit it. I'll make that a completely protected sheet so no one can edit it except for me, because I have the password. So if I need to add some data or change data, then I can do that. And then in other sheets that need to be filled, so let's say a new customer form or a survey or let's say a credit card form for example, I'll fix the entire sheet except for the items that I want to have allow people to enter. So if it's a new customer form, I want them to fill out their name and address, contact information, maybe even pick the preferred phone method, whatever you have on that form, or enter in the credit card information on particular lines but leave other areas blank, so the text size and page formatting and all of that. You can unprotect those cells or leave those cells unprotected, so that way those can be edited and protect the rest of the sheet. That way everything stays in the same formatting no matter what. If they go and try to edit some other cell, they won't even be able to select it. They won't be able to make any changes or anything like that. Now, a password is completely optional, so if it's something that, let's say, it's going to stay in your department, you know that everyone in your department knows how to use Excel, you don't really care, but you want to keep it generally in the same format, and you don't have to enter that password, you can just protect it so it stays as is, and if someone else needs to edit it, they can, or if it's something that's going to be created in the department, so you want to protect it, but let the other people make changes and then add a password later, that can be done as well. In Google Drive, it's a slightly different process. You're going to open your sheet, but you'll click on Tools and then Protect Sheet, and you'll get the option to protect certain cells or the entire sheet, and then add your protection option, so who can have access and what kind of access they can have to the sheet and that sort of thing. And then the other reason that I actually want to bring up as far as creating, or the reason to protect your sheet, is formulas. So let's say you have a very intense formula that pulls data from a number of different places, there's a lot of conditions, or the logic of the sheet requires that formulas remain in a particular way. You don't want people copying and pasting data just to be lazy or just to get through the sheet as fast as possible, because obviously it's not going to calculate properly if you do that. Then protecting the sheet has that definite advantage. I know I do that quite a bit. I do often have a mix of text cells and formulas, so I want to make sure that my formulas remain intact sometimes, because for me it's basically I want to set the sheet and I want to forget it. And then especially for me being in accounting in my day job, I want to make sure that my financial ratios or my formulas stay intact all the time, so I can share this sheet or send it to different people in the department, and I know that when I get it back it'll remain intact. They can play around with a base figures, but the end values will remain and the calculations will remain intact. So that's really all I wanted to cover. It's a pretty simple tool to use to make sure that your spreadsheet stays intact. It's something that I use very regularly because, as I mentioned, I want to make sure that The sheet I get back remains in the same format, especially since oftentimes I want to print it out, or once I'm done with working on a sheet, I save it as a PDF so I can use that, keep that as a backup as well. And I want to be able to just hit print and save the document. I don't want to have to worry about checking the formatting, or did I set it as landscape, or did it come back in portrait, or did the page width change, or did someone decide they want to have a set it to one page wide but I want it as two pages wide or something like that. Then I know that it'll come back to me in the same format and with the same settings that I sent it out as. So if you have any questions or comments or concerns or anything like that about anything I covered, you can always email me at headphonesneil@yahoo.com. You can leave me a voicemail at 714-451-6574. And you can find me on Twitter at PatelN01, where you can get all of my latest updates and interact with me there as well. And if you want to find this show or more shows on the Geek.io network of shows, you can visit geek-io.com. But that is all for this particular episode. Thanks for tuning in, and until next time.